What about in December?
Well, December, that was a happy time. Oh, we parents would have cakes. Oh, cakes, we wouldn't think about stopping at 3, 4, or 5 cakes. We'd cook up 15 and 20 cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Just cook and place them in some place, you know. My mother had a trunk that she put hers in.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd clear everything out of that trunk and place those cakes in there until Christmas Day. And then anybody come in, all we did, we'd sit them out. And I did the same as long as my mother lived. But after mother passed, I couldn't bake cakes like she did. And so I would get someone to bake them for me because I really didn't have time to cook cakes.
What holiday was that?
And we'd look out for Santa Claus. The children would always enjoy that.
What holiday was that?
Christmas holiday.
If you met somebody doing it on that day, what would you tell them?
Well, we used to say, in my young days, they used to have a word that said Christmas gift to everybody. But they didn't mean for them to give, but that was just the word.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift. And one would try to beat the other one saying it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was just fun. But since that, they changed. When I was raising my family, it was Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
What about right after Christmas? You all had another holiday?
Yes, New Year's Day. We always had nice dinners for our families. We'd get together.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and New Year's Day, we'd all get together and have prayer and just have a happy time.
Did you spend much on gifts and stuff?
Well, we had lots of children, and that made us spend a good bit because we always tried to give them nice things. And I never did believe in so many toys, but we'd get toys, but not so many. And I always would give them something, get something like clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always go all the way around my goods. I'd give them a nice dress or a coat. Shoes, stockings, anything like that. Then, a plenty of fruit, and then we always had plenty of cakes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be that Christmas. Plenty of fruit. And my girls, we always had dolls for them. And for boys, we always had such as toys as they liked.
Mm-hmm.
So we always had a very nice Christmas.
Well, when you went the town to buy your gifts and stuff, and when you were working in your store, you take the paper and when people would buy something, you might not have had paper bags, but what did you place the goods in?
Oh, yes. Well, see, we didn't sell dry goods, nothing like that, toys or nothing like that. We sold fruit. We'd sell, we'd always sell dozens of apples, you know, so many dozens of apples and oranges. And,
mm-hmm.
and we always had nuts and different things like that. And oh, we had all kinds of fruit.
Well, how would the people carry them? Would you?
Bag and a paper bag. Mm-hmm. Always had paper bags. And in those days, people would always carry a bag or either a basket to mm-hmm. carry their things in, groceries, anything.
Did you just put your gifts, your Christmas gifts, under the tree?
No, we wrapped them just like you wrap them now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd wrap them and write the names on them
mm-hmm.
and place them. And one thing, when I first, the first Christmas tree I had for my oldest little girl, she was about 2 years and a half old.